earlier times, we had a row of IXP operators lining up here and each introducing their own IXP. To streamline that a little bit, Tim is giving an IXP update about IXPs in Germany. To introduce Tim, Tim started at DNOC 2 and he's engaged in the DNOC conference and meeting organization, and in his professional life, in his last role, he planned a German-wide critical infrastructure network as a director of technology. Tim, the floor is yours for the IXP update.
Thank you, Wolfgang. So, as Wolfgang mentioned, at some point at organizing the conference and in the program committee, we saw that a lot of IXP's update came up, and most of the topic was like, we have more bandwidth, more bandwidth, more bandwidth. And then we thought maybe it's not that interesting to have 20 IXPs lined up and everybody is talking just number one, higher number, even higher number. So we thought we can maybe condense it in one little talk. But last year we had the feeling and also the feedback from you that then just reading out with one person all the numbers is also kind of boring. So we tried this year to get the focus more on maybe a bigger picture or on news. But we have still collected the numbers as we did last year, like how many ASNs, how many connected capacity, how many peak traffic do you have. And they're in the slide set, but I won't show them. You can see them in the slides afterwards. We asked 17 IXP operators, 12 answered for 16 metros. So now we dive a little bit through the answers and then have some news. And at the end, we'll take an outlook if you like it this way, if you like it the old way, or where should we go with this IXP update. Okay, so a little bit aggregated view over the IXP world in Germany. So we asked the IXP operators to try to focus on their operations in Germany. Some metros, like the classical IXPs, they are local to one metro, but through remote peering, especially, for example, a very distributed IX like NLIX, is obviously not only operating in Germany, but in further countries also with DKIX or other internet exchanges, you have remote peerings, and remote peerings brings more ASNs. So here are the numbers, and you can think for yourself a little bit if what this metric would mean to you. Here we have the number of sites per metro, in average 11. So you see a little bit distributed. The metros from left to right are in the same order as they were before with the ASNs. So on the right side would be the metro with the highest ASNs. Just a little distribution about how many sites are connected. Obviously, some IXPs maybe have a different understanding if a site is really connected with a backbone switch, redundant, or maybe only via cross-connect. So also here, be careful what the metric could mean for you. With connected capacity, the picture is probably not that clear, as we don't have the answers from everybody. Some don't want to share the number, maybe, or on some infrastructure, it's not only the IXP on that infrastructure, but also other services, so the KPI connected capacity might not be comparable to the other. When you're looking at peak traffic, it seems as we have only three IXPs, so we will have on the next slide a look without an NLIX and DKIX Frankfurt to get a bit more overview what the other metros in Germany are doing. But after those four, I would say, classical numbers which we collected 2 years ago and last year, we asked this year also the question about other services to get a little bit an insight. When you as a customer want to join an IXP, for what metrics are you looking? What are the indications that you say that this is an interesting point where I want to connect? So we ask, for example, who has a route server? As you can see, 14 of the 16 answers have route server. Customer portal is also very popular. Flow export, IPFix export, a little bit less popular, down to the customized ACLs, for example, prefix-based black holing. The last three answers, layer 2 transportation, co-location, and easy to get partial or full table BGP connects, that were free text answers which some put in. And there's also the, for me, the, maybe the gray zone, what would be a service you expect from an IXP directly and what would be in, let's say, attached service or a third party service. Especially when we are looking at the next side, when you want to connect to the IXP, you're not only connecting because it's a good infrastructure, but because to that infrastructure is something connected. What would be connected to that infrastructure which is relevant for you? And here we named, for example, AS112 for private IP address reverse DNS or DNS root servers, and have here the distribution of answers on how many metros in Germany you would find those services. We had an optional question about CDNs. We need to rephrase probably the question because I don't think that Akamai is only at two sites in Germany. But I wanted to don't mess with the data and also to give as in feedback what we did the last 2 years was just collecting answers and present the answers here to you. If that is fine, then it's fine. If not, then we should talk about how this IXP update should look in the future. But first, let's go over some IXP news or new features in the IXP world, which were transported to us through this update call. We just present what they've seen on the IXP world in the last year. For example, first thing is the automated peering API. So the idea is nowadays, often people need to do manually configuring their BGP peers. Next step would, for example, that you offer a portal that your peers can go through your portal to get a peering connection. And the next step would be that my portal and the other portal would talk to each other and no human being needed to be involved and the BGP peering would come up automatically. There's a nice video from Nanoq. If you're interested in that, you can look the video from Nanoq. Second thing which was worth noting is the proposal for a federated of IXPs and cloud providers. So the idea, if you have now this different set of IXPs in different metros or maybe also in, in the same metro, and one IXP is offering a special cloud connect or a special IP service like a DNS root server or whatever, would it be an idea to connect those two IXPs and have an API configuration management on top of it that you can connect to the one IXPs and get the service from another IXP? That's the idea of this proposal. If you're interested in that, there's also the link in there. It's from mainly driven from TopIX, and the link is in there. Third thing which was noted in the questionnaire was the idea of network slicing. Maybe some of you know that from the mobile virtual network operators in the past, or if we look at servers where we slice our hardware with virtual machines. Obviously, we also do it on the network with VRFs, be it layer 2 or layer 3 VRFs. And from, in this case, DKIX, there's the idea of a cloud router that you can extend your own network through a network slice of DKIG's infrastructure to be virtually at a new point or a POP and connect there to the services, or even bring the connections from two services which you're buying together without coming to your own infrastructure. Okay, after the questionnaire about just the numbers and the news, we also had the question, what do you do about sustainability? Obviously, it's a popular question right now in these days. So we thought, let's just ask, what are you guys doing? And here also, the answers, not redacted, the answers as they are. So we got the answer from Clyrex. The main step in sustainability was obtained in reducing electric power usage of our whole network with exchanging of hardware a few years ago to maximize days. So looking at your hardware, looking at the power consumption, you can do overall calculation, does it make sense to change hardware to use less power? And obviously, they do monitor all the services to get the insight of power drain. We have not all the answers in here. I just highlighted some of them to make the points where the thinking is going, to get you an idea where you maybe also, in which direction you might can think. Next thing is the 100G LR transceivers from DKIG's, and at the end others will use them too, but DKIG's did a promotion for the LR transceivers with fewer lanes. You can save power, obviously, on both sides. So also that is obviously an idea to use less power and therefore be more sustainable. Then from Rheintaler X, we will soon operate most of our server hardware in our POP with the lowest PUE value of 1.15. I found that very impressive. And our DC is powered by renewable energy, certificate-wise, and we built our own photovoltaic for solar power here for DC extension space. So as when you're operating infrastructure, it's not only the servers and routers you need to look at, but also the how is your environment, how is the data center built. From Equinix, we heard IX hosted in Equinix utilize 100% renewable energy, aligning with our commitment to achieving carbon neutrality by 2030 and net zero emissions by 2040. So company goals, and also, of course, they are then propagated to all the products in the company. And from 2025, around 1,000 households are being supplied cost neutrally with excess heat generated by local Equinix data centers. Also that an idea to participate in a better sustainability. Okay, short outlook. As I said earlier, 3 years ago, we just collected data, we presented them per metro to you. We now try to aggregate it a little bit more. Is that important for you? Is this interesting for you? Should we do that more? In the last years, it was only questionnaires, getting it back, presenting it. If that is fine, we will do it next year. If it is boring, please tell us. We will have, starting tomorrow, the rated talks in Venueless. And so please give us an indication, is this a good idea or not? Second question would be, should we keep it that way, that just we collect data, maybe invest more time to do it in a better way, or to do it more nicelier? Or should we go to like an IXP update track and say, we sit down from the program committee, think what would be the interesting questions we would ask IXPs, and then invite the IXPs for specific topics, like ask a question, who did something interesting with 400G, 800G, and then, okay, you have a cool 800G setup, please talk 10 minutes about that, and you have a cool new service here, so please talk about that. Would that also be an idea? Please write it in the survey. It will be open from tomorrow. We have some minutes left, and I will use them to show some photos, because maybe that's making the raw data a little bit nicer, and you will see photos. And then you can guess which ISP sent us this photo. So now everybody needs to wake a little bit up. Look at the photo if it comes, and then shout out who that could be. Okay, you need to shout louder. It's too big, or I will go to the next. That would be Tristan Internet Exchange, newly founded. And for the next picture, oh, sorry, that was doubled. The next picture, DGigs, exactly. no socks, right? Then the next team, BKigs, exactly. And now we are getting warmer, we are getting warmer. Who would that be? I didn't say you need to make a photo of people, and I didn't expect to have photos of people. I said, make an interesting photo. And that is? NLIX, exactly, somewhere there. And last but not least, Equinix, exactly. Okay, and now we are at the end.
Are there any questions? Are there any questions in the chat? No? No questions? Okay. Thank you, Tim. And I hope that you give feedback over the website or per email how we should continue with this track. Most appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you.